Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1689. Visible translated text is as follows. Nellie Wood testified orally before the court as follows. I am the Nellie Wood who worked at the National Pencil Factory. Worked there 2 days, I quit because Frank insulted me. I don't remember just what he did say, but I didn't like it. I do not care to go into details of what he said and did if it is not necessary. This man, J. P. Eubanks, called me up over the phone and asked to speak to me. I says, this is her. He says, this is Mr. Eubanks. I says, I don't know anything about any Eubanks. He says, you would if you saw me. He said he wanted to see me but wouldn't tell me what his business was. I says, my little brother is sick now and I cannot talk to you on business. You can come out to my place. I knew I had went on some people's bonds. I didn't know who in the world it could be. I asked him what his business was, what he wanted with me. He said, I will tell you when I come out. I don't care to tell you over the phone. He come out, he come there, the doctor was there, and my father and everybody. I didn't know what he wanted to talk to me about. I thought maybe he wanted to tell me about somebody in trouble. I says, I cannot talk to you this afternoon. He says, it won't take but a few minutes to tell you what I want to know. He says, if you care to, you can come out and take a ride in the car. He says, it will not take more than 15 minutes. I wasn't dressed to go out, and he says, you can put on your coat and come. I put on my coat and come on out and got in the car, and as he was driving around, he asked me if I remembered a sensational trial here in Atlanta. I says, what do you mean? He says, the Frank case. I says, yes. He says, what do you know about it? I says, very little why. And he just dropped it. He says, I want to make an appointment with you to talk with the party about it. I says, the baby is sick and I cannot leave home but for a few minutes at a time. He said he wanted to make an appointment. He said he had a man who would come out the next day and talk to me about it. I told him the next day I had to go to the doctor and to meet me at the car. And he did. And a man,